It was the company's first train ride during the war, and it was properly appreciated. The weather was warm and sunny. The 48s were knee-deep in straw. There was plenty to eat, and no one shot at them. As we jolted through France, Webster wrote, swinging our feet out the door, waving to the farmers, and taking a pull on the schnapps bottle, I thought there was nothing like going away from the front. It was the best feeling in the world. They were returning to Mourmelon, but not to the barracks. This time they were billeted in large green 12-man wall tents, about a mile outside what Webster called the pathetically shabby garrison village of Mourmelon, abused by soldiers since Caesar's day, consisting of 6 bars, 2 whorehouses, and a small Red Cross club. In Webster's scathing judgment, Mourmelon was worse than Fayetteville, North Carolina. The first task was to get clean. There were showers, although the water was lukewarm at best. But for men who had not had a proper shower since leaving Mourmelon 10 weeks ago, the chance to soap and scrub, scrub and soap, lather, rinse and repeat was pure joy. Then they got clean clothes and new Class A uniforms. But when they got to their barracks bags, left behind when the company went to Bastogne, their joy turned to fury. The rear echelon guards had opened the storage area to the 17th Airborne as that division moved into the bulge, and the boys from the 17th had pillaged as if there were no tomorrow. Missing were jumpsuits, shirts, regimental insignia, jump boots, British airborne smocks, panels from Normandy and Holland, parachutes, Lugers, and other priceless souvenirs. The regime imposed by Major Winters added to their discontent. New recruits had come in, and to integrate them into the companies, Winters instituted a rigorous training program. It was like basic all over again, and hated. Webster was so fed up that I sometimes, in forgetful moments, wished to return to the relative freedom of combat. One of the recruits was Private Patrick S. O'Keefe. He had joined the Army when he was 17, gone through jump school, and shipped out from New York on the Queen Elizabeth in late January. I was sound asleep when we passed Ireland, O'Keefe recalled, which disappointed him as both his parents were born in County Kerry, the first landfall for cross-Atlantic traffic. He arrived at Mourmelon shortly after the company returned there. His first impression of the men was that they were all tough, old, and grizzled. I thought, "You have bitten off more than you can chew, O'Keefe."